Hey guys, we're back again with the Red Switch podcast. We've got me, Suresh, Bart.
Hi.
Adamia.
Hello.
And Oiva.
Moi.
What are we all doing for Valentine's Day?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Eat food.
Hey, but Adamia, you have a girlfriend. You should do it.
Oh, yeah.
You should do something romantic.
You mean nothing as in something, but nothing that.
That's not what nothing means.
What about you?
Yeah, I meant nothing as in something.
What's the mighty plan for you? What do you got planned for this?
You just go for a date, don't you? Like,
yeah.
You're not just a okay. I'm the one without a girlfriend, so yeah. I'm not the one that should
well,
be.
What are you doing, bro?
Oliver, what are you doing?
I think we're gonna get food, and then watch a movie. So
that's just a date. That's a definition.
Yeah, but yeah. What kind of food? Have you thought about it?
Yeah, Indian.
Yeah, I tell you what, but the game is to set expectations really, really low at the start of the relationship.
Agreed.
So Valentine's Day, just say happy Valentine's Day. And then the next year, you can top that easy by just giving her a hug.
20 years down the line, you're shaking a hand. Happy Valentine's Day.
Because if you go too quick, then you have to keep topping it. And if you go buy her flowers,
you don't,
take
you don't,
an amazing
you can,
day,
I
it's
reckon
too
you can,
hard.
You don't have to top anything. I reckon you can keep it consistently decent.
Hey, babe, I got you a chocolate. Yeah, I found it on the street, so I thought you'd like it.
You know when Bastel went in a relationship when he goes, hey, babe. Who says babe nowadays?
I do.
Oh, God.
Adami, it's just because you're so unromantic that you don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't think I use it.
Oiva doesn't do it.
No.
Yeah, Oiva's just so
Suresh,
finished.
Are you in a relationship?
Yeah.
All right, you say babe.
Yeah.
So one Australian guy
or
and one guy.
Babel, or I say boy.
Boy.
Just for the band.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Hey, boy.
The old Finnish.
Oh, moi. They said, hey, boy. I was like, you've got a boyfriend? La, 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 la. Call my girlfriend a boy.
Yeah, okay.
Let's get into our topic for this week.
Oiva.
So I wanted to talk about a very average day topic today. It's... when do you start trusting or relying on your friends? And not just friends, just people in your lives. So
there's
what's the difference between a person, a reliable person, a trustworthy person? Who's your friend? Who can you ask
things
from?
I think there's a big
from?
Difference between... I actually listened to a talk on this, and there's a big difference, especially in the business world, between trustworthiness and reliability. I'll give an example. For example, Bart is my friend. He isn't very consistent, for example. Now, you can't really say that he has a very daily routine. Sometimes you have off days, sometimes you have great days. So I'd say you're not very consistent, therefore not very reliable. But I would say you're trustworthy. No, hear me out. Bart is quite reliable, but let's say Bart was a complete idiot, doesn't do any work. I'd still trust him because you've got a relationship with him. So I think trustworthiness relies on your relationship with someone, and reliability relies on how consistent they are. So someone can be reliable. Someone reliable is someone that you don't know very well and you know they're reliable, but you won't trust them with your wallet, for example. But a friend that's a complete deadbeat friend, but he's your friend, you would trust them with your wallet. So that's how I'd say trustworthiness relies on relationship with the person, and reliability relies on consistency. And there's a big difference between that, especially in the business world when you want to go on and the music world as well, actually, because when people collaborate with other musicians, they want to trust the other person because they want to be able to say whatever they want. They can just say, this is a terrible bit of music that you've created, and there's a trust between you. Rather than have the reliability, you can take more risks with the person that you trust more than the person that you think is reliable.
So is this a question of performance? Like somebody can perform as well every day, but some days they have a good day and sometimes they have a bad day.
Yeah, reliability, I think, personally relies on consistency. Someone's reliable if you can expect the same thing from them day in, day out.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's fairly true. Fairly true.
What do you think, Bart?
Go ahead, Suresh.
What do we define between trust and reliability? Aren't they interrelated?
So yeah,
if you can trust someone, can't you rely on them to do something? Like if I say, "Can you do this for me?" They're sort of interrelated because then you can trust him to do it. If he's reliable, that's sort of like a subset of trust, isn't it?
Yeah, reliability is more like something you give to a person who's perhaps not your friend, but you can trust a friend with speaking with them about anything. But they can still be very lazy, and you wouldn't rely a household task to them, for instance.
Suresh, I'll give you an example. This is probably the best way. So, for example, you said that you can, if you're working in a group project, for example, and you're working with a close friend and someone that's reliable, and you come up with a plan, and you tell the reliable person to write the introduction to this topic that you're researching, for example, you can rely on them that they'll do the introduction. But if, let's say, you're on a business venture and you need to do something that may be quite risky, the person that you trust, let's say, comes up with a weird plan that is not very sort of normal, you can trust them that they're going about it the right way. Does that make sense? So reliability is different to trust in that way, where trust is a lot to do with the relationship with the person, whereas reliability is, I know what I'm going to get out of this person.
But can't you also trust someone with a good enough reputation to get something done, even though he's not your friend?
Well, it depends what you're trying to get done. Like I said,
you can trust like Elon Musk to come out with a new Tesla, can't you? Even though he's not your friend or you've never met him.
Is that trust? Would you call that trust? I wouldn't call that trust.
I would call that trust. Because you have to have trust. Trust is sort of like faith. You have to have faith in a company to keep pushing out more cars or something along those lines, isn't it? Is that reliability or is that trust?
Oops. I think I don't agree that trust and reliability are different things. They're the same thing. They come down to the same thing. But there is something that's happening that's to do with expectation. Sort of there might be a certain person who you expect certain things from that you trust that they'll always reach those expectations. They'll fulfill the things you expect from them. But you can also trust someone who you have very low expectations from. So you trust them regardless of the fact that, you know, you don't expect much from them, but at least what you expect from them will come true. But I don't think there's actually a very big difference between who you trust and who you rely on. Like when worst comes to worst, maybe all of those expectations go up and you expect more from people and they're able to achieve more. But I don't think there's an actual difference.
I think there's obvious overlap. So you can have a reliable friend that you trust. There's someone reliable that you're not friends with that you can trust. But I'm talking about, you know, the really intense decisions in your life. For example, if if you're ill, for example, and you need medicine, this could be a really medieval example. But if you're ill, you need medicine, you can trust your friend to go, I don't know, out of the way to go get you medicine. Whereas someone reliable that's not friends with you, he's very reliable. He can, you know, he'll do things, but you can't really trust them to do that particular task. So there is obvious overlap, but I think there is a fine difference between trust, which is built on relationship. So I don't think you can just get trust instantly. You have to have a friendship with someone, you have to have a bond with someone over a long period of time, and that's how you gain their trust.
So the trustworthiness is something else. It has to do with like good friends and good relationships. How do you start trusting a friend? Does it come with time?
I think it takes time and work. There's no instant fix, and trustworthiness is one of those things that it takes a long time to build and it would take an instant to break. So when someone does something that really like breaks your trust, it takes a long time to heal that. Whereas reliability is a lot more flexible. Sometimes there's a little bit of like someone can have an off day. Someone reliable, you're like, oh, he just missed this off. And you don't suddenly say he's not reliable.
No, I thought you're confusing it now. I thought reliability is the thing of
consistency.
More distant people that you can rely on.
Yeah, again, trust, like
trustworthiness is the closer. You're confusing the terms.
I'm saying in terms of when you have working with someone, for example, you can have, let's say you're working with someone with 3 years, but you're not friends with them, all right? And let's say one day they're ill or they just missed the deadline for that, and that's a one-off. They're still reliable. But if a friend just leaves you when you most need him, suddenly that's broken your trust with that person. That's what I'm saying. Reliability is a lot more sort of flexible, and I think trustworthiness is a really, really thin line that you really build with a strong relationship.
Well, I was thinking it of a very more average, everyday kind of way. So let's say I have an essay to write, taking this from a personal experience. I have an essay to write. I wouldn't necessarily go to a friend. I wouldn't rely on my friend's help on that. I would go ask for some advice from campus, from my own philosophy department. Go ask from a person who's done this for a long while, a permanent alumni at the campus, that's job is to help people with write their essays. So that's something I rely that on. So it's a very average
but
kind of rely. Like I can rely that the shop is bringing me groceries. I can rely that the garbage bin is going to be taken by garbage men in every Wednesday. So it's relying my own tasks for someone else. And
but for going back to your essay example, you can rely on someone to give you the good source. But let's say you can't hand the essay in because you're busy. You can rely on a friend, a trusting friend, to hand it in rather than some random person that you think is reliable. You're like, oh yeah, just take that, because you can't really trust them. Does that make sense? So if you want to hand the essay in, but you can't, let's say it's in paper form.
Okay, so where does the trust come from? Does it come from like you testing your friends? If they manage to do some important thing for you and they care about you, then you trust them better. Is that what you're trying
to
say?
I'm saying that you build a relationship with someone and you just it's a leap of faith, really. You just, it's a gut instinct that you have. You just say, you know what, I trust this person to do what I ask them to do or what they think is right.
Okay, what makes them care about you?
That's what time does when you're with someone for a long time, when you have a good relationship with someone. I think unless they backstab you, and that's what I'm talking about, when someone can break your trust, and that's really hard to heal. Because because
you've already brought your guard down.
Yeah, again, this is in the business world. There's an incredibly reliable person, but he can fuck you over. He can go into a thing and he can scam you, but they're very reliable, as in they do the right thing. But they can scam you. Whereas a trustworthy person, you know that they won't scam you and they won't fuck you over for something, because that would be breaking their trust or your trust.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is a difference, but there's a very fine difference. I get what you mean, that, you know, there's a massive, like if you did an intersection, there's a massive amount of overlap, but there's a tiny little difference, which I think which is actually quite a big difference. It's not a tiny difference.
I don't think there's a difference still.
Okay.
I think it just comes to different kinds of relationships that you have with people and different dynamics. But it all ultimately comes down to that if you're closer with someone and they defy your expectations in a negative way, then you'll obviously be more upset than if you're more distant with someone who then defies your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still the same thing that's happening at the end. It's defying expectations. It's not that with one person it's something to do with trust and with another person it has to do with reliability. I think that's just a way of categorizing different kinds of friendships, where one is more distant and one is more close. That trust is something that comes from close friendships, and reliability is something from distant friendships. And slowly that reliability might turn into trust as you become more close to that person.
Okay.
But fundamentally it's the same thing, I think.
I'll give an example. A lecturer is quite reliable, for example. You can expect him to give a lecture pretty much every time.
Yeah. So and when he doesn't, you don't get upset.
Yeah, you don't get really upset. And that's, you wouldn't suddenly say, this guy isn't reliable. You say, oh, he just had an off day.
Well, yeah, I would say he's unreliable.
Trustworthiness is something to do with, if you, let's say you say to someone, I need you to give this wallet to someone, or a close friend to another close friend, can you just provide this wallet? And they suddenly just don't get it. You suddenly think that it hurts you a lot more. Trustworthiness, when a trust is broken, is a lot different to when you suddenly think, oh, wow, you know, that's not normally them. When someone's unreliable, you don't say, this guy's unreliable. That's say, oh, that's unlike them. But when someone trustworthy suddenly breaks that trustworthy, you don't like, oh, well, oh, well.
But don't you think that just comes from that you have a relationship with those people?
Yeah, that's what I said. Trustworthiness is to do with relationship. Reliability is to do with consistency.
Yeah, but so they're just the same thing, though, right? But a different kind of person.
But you can trust...
A friend is more consistently a good friend.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying a deadbeat friend can be trustworthy, but a deadbeat random guy can't be reliable. Does that make sense? So someone that
is... Yeah, but that's because in the grand scheme of things, that deadbeat friend still holds a position closer to you than someone random on the street.
I said the first thing I said was trustworthiness is to do with relationships. So obviously, how well you know person is directly correlated with the trustworthiness with that particular person.
Yeah, but then I'd say that isn't this kind of an obvious observation anyway, that people you're closer to... You rely more heavily or have different expectations from and are also more upset if they defy those expectations. I think that's kind of clear, isn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of clear.
I think that's the difference between trustworthy and reliability.
But when we started this conversation, it sounded like there was a very interesting observation to be made that seems to, when we talk about it, be broken down into actually a very simple fact of life.
Yeah,
but if you break down most things, something else, go down to a very simple fact of life.
There's something else about this.
I think there's something else to this as well. Like, funnil enough, we always revolve towards those people we can rely on more. So, like, if I'm interested in studying something, I would go to a reliable source of knowledge for that subject, right?
Mm.
So even there, it's about caring and it's about relying about people who are who have similar interests, first of all, but they have also the same sort of concern towards the same subject I'm interested to get into. So I would always we always revolve towards those people who we can rely on. So. It's more than just friendships. I think our world kind of fundamentally always is going towards those people who we can then rely more on.
That is
That's more reputation than it is trust or anything.
I don't think you can really start making friends. You can't go out of it. And the talk I was listening to actually talked about this, how in the business world people go now on ventures with people that you think, oh, these guys are reliable, so I'm going to go on a business venture with them. And a lot of those business ventures fail badly because, they said there's a big difference between you can't go out looking for friends that are reliable, say, oh, this guy is reliable, I'm going to be friends with them. Because reliability is not the only thing that holds a friendship together. It's a lot of things. That's what I'm talking about. Trustworthiness comes from a relationship, whereas reliability comes from a consistency with someone. Trustworthiness... I don't know. I can be friends with someone that we talk about a lot about sport, for example. Yeah. And we've been talking about sport for 2, 3 years, 4 years, and we're just good friends, really good friends, and I can trust them. Doesn't mean that person's reliable or consistent. Yeah. I wasn't friends with them just because that person's reliable. And that's a big thing nowadays where people think I only want to be friends with a reliable person, or I'm seeking friendship with reliable people.
Is there a difference here that certain people that you may work with in a workspace, you hold them to higher standards for the sake of professionalism, and they hold you to higher standards for the sake of professionalism, so they'll criticize you if you're doing something wrong, and they'll be quite cold about it, whilst the people you have as friends in your personal life, they don't hold you to a higher standard, they like you for who you are. Is that where you're making a distinction, that kind of thing?
You're asking me?
Yeah. Or anyone, really.
I get what you mean. You're saying, basically, that a person that you have not got a good relationship with, do you hold them to a higher regard of what you expect from them? Is that what you're saying?
In terms of consistency? If we are to make two distinct kinds of relationships... And that might be mirroring this idea of trustworthiness and reliability, then I would say there is a difference with who is fit to be a good person to work with professionally and who is fit to be a good friend. You seek people in the professional space that are critical of the work you do and are trying to make you work better, which also means breaking you down or criticizing you or potentially making you feel bad because you did something wrong. And you do the same to them, whilst there's a different kind of person you seek in your personal life, where it's not about criticizing you and breaking you down and trying to make you trying to hold you to a high standard, but to see you for who you are and to be okay with your bad days, as it were.
No, I don't think that's the same, because we talked about this last week, that nowadays, I'm talking about modern times, people in the business world rarely just say you're doing something wrong. It's what Suresh is talking about, the shit sandwich, where they say, oh yeah, you're doing great, and then shit, oh yeah, but it's great. Whereas a friend is more likely to just say it how it is, or say, you know, like, you know, if you'd probably expect a friend, if you're being a knobhead, or if you're being a bad, doing a bad thing, you can expect a friend to say how it is, rather than the sort of tread really carefully. To, you know, in the business world, you could just get like a lawsuit going for like harassment or something, like mental harassment. This guy is saying that I'm doing a shit job. Whereas a friend, you probably won't do that. So I don't think it's all to do with holding someone in a higher regard.
So it's almost the opposite, as it were. Yeah. Okay. But separate from that, that is not relevant to this conversation. That's something else.
Yeah, I think
right?
so.
Okay.
That's in my, again, this is my opinion. I mean, that for you, I think me and you have a big sort of difference between what reliability and trust is, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Because you think it's exactly the same thing, and you think it's a very simple concept where if someone's far away from you, they're reliable, and it's just to do with how well you know someone and you can trust them, and that's slowly turned into trust. You think it's just the same word phrased differently.
It's to me it's the same word, and the difference comes from the distance you or the closeness of a certain relationship. Mm-hmm. But what I want to turn this into, because it could be an interesting further development on this conversation, is how does do the people change that you rely on when it comes to when, as it were, the shit hits the fan, when things get very serious, there's emergency, there's something necessary where you really need people that you can definitely rely on. Would your friendships change? Are there people that you're casually friends with that you wouldn't actually rely on when it gets very serious?
So like a nuclear fallout.
I think that's more part of trust instead of reliability though. Yeah.
So the lecturer that comes to that can be relied on to teach every lecture, they're out of the window, out of your mind.
Okay, I've started figuring out my own definition after this. I think reliability and trust are different in two ways. So reliability is more about you can rely them to do certain tasks.
Basic tasks.
You can rely on a car to get you from A to B every day. Okay? But you can't trust a car to do everything for you like a friend can. So if different situations were to arise, like you getting sick or you having family issues or just trusting them to drive you to the airport, that's trust, because you can rely on them, you can trust them to do heaps of things, whereas reliability is more task oriented, right? You can rely on someone to, you know, wake up every morning and brush their teeth.
Yeah.
Do you see where I'm making a distinction?
Again, going back to the car thing, sometimes trust is not very quantifiable, where you have a reliable car, but...
Yeah.
I think Jeremy Clarkson talked about this in one of the episodes of Top Gear, and I know this is not a great source, but he talked about a car that wasn't very reliable, but when his father was in hospital and he was about to pass away, he got in a car that he trusted, or the car that he loved, to just drive all the way to the hospital. Because I think trust is a lot more to do with your relationship and your love for something, whereas reliability is a very numerical, where you think, oh, this thing will... So if you're doing a normal school run, you would say, oh, I'll take this car. This car's reliable. I know I can go from point A to B consistently.
Mm, utility-based.
Yeah. So that's a car example. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So there's a certain bridge between us and them when the kind of an apocalyptic... mode starts.
But going back to like shit hitting the fan, this is again to do with going back to the business world, when you look at someone reliable, you say, for example, a trader, you say, oh, this guy's got great numbers. And let's say when they're working in a team, the guy's got great numbers and he's reliable because he knows when to get the fuck out of a group that's failing. Whereas a trustworthy person might not have the greatest numbers because they want to see something through till the end, because they have a more relationship with the people in the project. Whereas a person...
So within a business, it is actually a bad thing to to
Not necessarily just a great trust. Thing to have someone like loads of reliable people, and they because they suddenly think, shit, if this project fails, I won't be reliable anymore. So I'm just going to leave the project when things are going wrong, or I'm going to quit the project when things are going wrong, so it doesn't look bad on me.
Yeah.
Whereas a trustworthy person, you can trust them to see it through because they believe in you. There's a stronger relationship, and that's a lot to do with when you're working with someone. I gave the previous example. When you're making music with someone, you probably want to make music with someone that you can trust, like your friend, that you know that he will tell you the right thing. Whereas someone that's a better musician, and you think, oh, this guy is daily very consistent, but you may not want to make music with him because you know that he may not say it how it is. There won't be a very good sort of connection between you two.
It's interesting, but the people I for example collaborate on music with are not people that I actually really hang out with as friends and do nothing with. Like, the people I do nothing with are different people from the people I work with, because I can see them as being very It like when we work together really well, and we bring out the best in each other, and we push each other. But we live completely different lives outside of that, and I like that distinction, having a separation between who you work with and who you're friends with.
That's a very modern day thing, though. That is a very, very modern day thing that's actually, due to social media, has actually evolved. Whereas previously, you would not just like be able to find random people that you'd like. And, gain a connection with them. So let's say you knew someone that's a friend of a friend of a friend. You can just Facebook them and then you can get to know them. Whereas previously, it was a very smaller sort of trust circle.
Mm.
Whereas now, that's a big problem within business, like I said.
That's something else. I would call that like a closeness towards those people. Like, if you want your entire life to revolve around them, then that's something else. Like, let's say you eat dinner with them on Sundays. That's more like a friendship, not a professional relationship to them. Sure. So it's a different sort of closeness.
The two guys that did Mythbusters, in the 22 years that they collaborated, they not once had dinner together because they weren't really? Friends. They didn't like each other, but they respected each other enough to work together. They didn't like that they both had different approaches in fixing or in solving any problem, but because they didn't like the other's ideas, they were very good at scrutinizing each other, and they were very good at pointing out all the glaring mistakes in each other's problems. And it's a really annoying thing for them, and they didn't like it, but they understood that it had some very good, that it had a purpose of making the result better. But they didn't like each other.
That's actually kind of a cool fact.
I think 22 years of hanging out with someone, there will be a slight relationship there. You can't have no relationship with
someone. They don't talk anymore now that Mythbusters is over.
I still think there's some sort of relationship with someone, because again, it has to do with time. There will be a relationship because you spend so much time with someone.
This is coming from their own mouths. The one of the guys, he was saying like how he respected the other guy. And he respected working with him, but he didn't like him as a friend. He didn't see him as a friend. They didn't hang out outside of work. And that's the way they did it. And I think that's interesting. But anyway, is there any way we can wrap this up? Because we all have different opinions on this.
Or wrap it up.
How can we conclude this?
So we got some differing opinions on how they differ, clearly.
We can't even agree to disagree, because we disagree on how we agree. Anyway.
So it's kind of like the circle of influence we have around us, who we keep close, who we don't keep close, and who can we rely tasks on, who can we rely some stuff of our own lives every day, and such. And our lives always revolve towards those people who we can rely on, and then maybe the friends come from time and trusting them and bringing them closer to our lives, where they eat dinners. Instead of not dating dinners like in the Mythbusters. It's more about like everyday lives.
What do you think? Do you think there is a difference? Let us know. This was episode 10. We've now done 10 episodes. That's great. Guys, is that not good?
Let's have a break.
That's pretty cool.
Let's have a break of coffee from and podcast. Donuts.
Okay, well, I'll hear from you all. We'll be back in couple days. Bye.